here's the practice. I'm going to read you the verse. It's verse 81, and it says, keeping the tongue in the center of the wide open mouth, fix the mind there, uttering the sound ha mentally, one will be dissolved in peace. We're going to practice this. Take a deep breath in and let the breath, the exhalation, take out any stray thoughts that have occurred from the conversation of the last little while. Open your mouth and place your tongue in the space in the center of the mouth so you're not touching any part of the gums or the top of the mouth or the bottom of the mouth. You're just holding the tongue in a relaxed way in the space in the center of the mouth. Now keeping your mouth open internally, close your lips so the inner mouth doesn't have to be really wide, obviously. But you want to be aware of the space inside the mouth with the lips closed. The tongue is in the center of the mouth, held in a relaxed way, and your focus is in the very middle of the tongue. You can even imagine yourself focused on the inside of the tongue, like not on the surface, but on the inside. Inhale, just let the inhalation come in freely, and then with the exhale, silently repeat the sound ha. Feeling that the sound and your attention is focused in the center of the tongue. The exhalation expands inside your mouth with the internal thought, ha. The sound ha in the Sanskrit language signifies the dissolving of language into silence. So it's a very powerful mantra to practice with in this group of meditations that we're doing in the next few minutes. So your awareness is with ha, floating with the exhalation, as your focus lingers in the center of the tongue. And now you allow your attention to flow down to the heart center, just to the right of the physical heart, in the very center of your body behind the sternum. You might even imagine that there's a chute, you know, kind of a little tube between the center of the tongue and the center of the heart. And you feel that inside the heart are two cupped lotus flowers facing one another so that there is a bowl between the centers of the lotus. The petals touch, and between the two centers of each lotus there's a space. And this space is what the Vijnana Bhairava calls the two bowls of the heart lotus. So your awareness now is in the space between these two cupped flowers, just in the very center of the heart. And the inhalation moves freely, bringing your awareness more and more deeply into this sense of being centered in between the two bowls of the heart lotus. And if you're a visual person, you can even imagine these two beautiful flowers, white or pink or even blue, has living presences inside the heart, your awareness in the center between the two bowls of the flowers. The inhalation drawing your attention more deeply into the center, and the exhalation sounding with ha, but internally. And you notice that the sound of ha dissolves into the heart with the exhalation, just as the exhalation dissolves into space before the exhalation, before the inhalation arises. The exhalation with ha dissolves into the space of the heart. So now let the sound go and see if you can just focus on this interior feeling of resting in the center of the heart. And as thoughts arise, see if you can instantly dissolve the thought. This is another practice from the Vijnana Bhairava. Just drop the thought and bring your attention back into the center of the heart. And we're just doing it for a moment or two. So you can imagine, for example, that there's a subtle lightsaber that just touches a thought as it arises and dissolves it and draws your attention back into the heart. And we're going to close with a practice that works with the space between thoughts, which is one of the most really powerful and significant of all the practices of the Vijnana Bhairava. It's the meditation on the space between one thought and another. So your awareness is still in the heart, poised in the bowl, the center of the two bowls of the heart lotus. And you're allowing the sound ha once again to repeat itself. But this time, at the end of the sound ha, focus on that space in awareness where the sound dissolves. Ha comes to an end, and there's a space of consciousness, a moment of stillness. And then out of that same place where ha has dissolved, it arises again. Into what does the sound ha dissolve? And from where does the next sound of ha arise? The ah part of the letter dissolves into awareness, and then the ha arises again. Focus on that space into which the mantra arises and dissolves. As thoughts arise, let them dissolve as well. You're poised inside the center of the heart lotus, following the letter Ha into the awareness of spaciousness, the center into which it dissolves. And being more and more present in that space of silence, noticing how the next repetition of Ha arises from that same space into which it dissolves. That space, which is awareness itself, and if the space opens and you find yourself in stillness, let yourself be there. If you can keep your awareness inside the balls of the heart lotus and see if you can sit for a little while as the call comes to an end. See if you can keep returning to this awareness of the space into which a thought subsides and from which it arises. It's easier to do with the mantra, which is why we do it in meditation. But as you practice this, there'll be moments during the day when you can actually notice how the thoughts that normally come so thick and fast actually arise and subside out of this spaciousness of consciousness. And the more you can allow your attention to rest in the heart or in the central channel, whichever is more natural for you, the more you'll begin to recognize that every single thought and feeling within your experience is arising out is arising out of that dynamic, vibratory, pulsing awareness that underlies everything that you've ever known and ever will know, that is yourself, that is Shiva, that is Shakti, that is blessing you and inviting you at every moment. Have a beautiful week. I send you huge love. Namaste. Good night. Blessings.